Hey, business building warrior, welcome to Silent Sales Machine Radio, the podcast that features hundreds of episodes where we've interviewed successful students from our training program who've built beautiful businesses using the internet creatively with a focus on Amazon. Why Amazon? Well, because that's where about half of all internet activity any given day in the United States is happening. Retail activity, it's exploding. The future growth projected for Amazon is huge. Yes, we love Walmart. Yeah, we like eBay. Yes, we like some other platforms as well. But Amazon is exploding. It's the gorilla in the room. So that's where we go. And that's where the students of ours start their journeys typically. And today, no exception. We've got a guy who's been on the show before. Maybe you're familiar with him. If you're not, go back and listen to episode 754. We referenced that episode many times today, because it's a great foundation for what you're about to hear. But we do go back and recap a little bit of that episode in the beginning. I'm talking today to Kang Dang. Kang has built the system that automates what we teach around here from start to finish as beautifully as it can possibly be done. And it's not just working for him in his multiple seven-figure high profit margin business, which you'll hear more about on today's show, but it's working for some students, leaders in our community that we're sending his way. This thing is awesome. It's beautiful. I'm not going to call it flawless, but we've pounded so many of the flaws out through an extensive beta testing season. What we've got now is something that's ready for you. To cut straight to the chase, go to silentgym.com/thesystem, one word. We've updated that page since we first launched it. So if it still looks the same as when you saw it before, hit the refresh, do a hard refresh on that page. We've got some new info for you on that page about how you can start to get involved. For very little money, you can start to use the software system that is being used by an increasing number of students in our community to grow beautiful businesses on the replens model of selling on Amazon, which is what we talk about on 95% of our shows here. We love to dwell on that specific topic because we still see it as, and we see the future as well, of e-commerce being built around those who understand that basic entry-level, low-risk, low-investment-required, high-odds-of-success system. Once you understand the basics of that, you can go into many different directions, as Kang discusses today. He's not just doing Amazon replens, helping Amazon fill the underserved shelf space at Amazon. That's how we define replens around here in the briefest possible manner. Amazon has hundreds of warehouses, about a billion ASINs. There's a lot of underserved shelf space at Amazon, and you help fill that shelf space as a reseller. That's step one. Once you understand that model, and Kang has built it up to about $3 million as an example, but you can start to get into branded bundles, wholesale, private label, all kinds of other exciting opportunities. We teach all that as well, of course, but we want you to start with where the most exciting success stories for our new students start almost exclusively, and that's replens. And that's what the system is built around helping you launch. It will help you manage your Amazon business no matter what kind of model you're selling against. It will also help you manage your Walmart business as well, which is just incredible. So the features are coming fast and furious. You're going to hear today from a guy who is as qualified as anyone I know in my tens of thousands of connections in e-commerce, the people I've met and interacted with. I've never met anyone more qualified to build what Kang has built. It's working. It's powerful. We want you to be a part of it. If you're not quite ready yet because you don't understand the Amazon replens model, those basic business models that we teach in our community, the place to go is to the Proven Amazon course. Pick up those basic skills. Now, the Proven Amazon course has dozens of modules inside of it, all kinds of different strategies. But when you're new to the Proven Amazon course, we start you in the Getting Started section and we teach you the replens model, that same model that's behind the hundreds of success stories on this podcast, the thousands of posts in our free Facebook group. There's links to all of this at silentgym.com. If you're ready to get serious and put some of your mental, emotional energy into a business, invest a little bit of capital, not much, doesn't take much at all to get started, build something special that can become a true asset that can be sold later to someone else as a successful, profitable business, this is where you need to be. This is the community to be in. The future has never been brighter. We've got all the evidence you could ever want. Maybe you've struggled with Amazon or e-commerce in the past. We fully believe that if you're ready to take it serious, apply what we've learned, apply the strategies that we found, serve some of those billion underserved ASINs. There's a billion ASINs on Amazon in the US. So many of them, hundreds of thousands of them, are underserved, meaning more sellers could jump on them and be doing well. We've got a system. We want to show it to you, and we're excited to reveal today what we've systemized. And we're calling it, for lack of a better word, the system. And the man behind the system is Kang. Since this episode will be coming out just before our Proven Conference, I want to spend a last chance reminding you that May 23rd through 25th of 2024 in Orlando, Florida, hundreds of us, last time I looked, about 740 people were registered, are going to gather in Orlando, Florida for a three-day event that you simply cannot miss if it's at all possible. Now, we are going to be recording the event. We are going to be live streaming most of the event as well. All those details are at theprovenconference.com. There's a link at silentgym.com to that as well. Links to everything from one spot for you conveniently, but it may be sold out by the time you hear this. I know we're on the cusp of selling out. VIP is already sold out. If it's sold out, get live stream. You will want this content because we're excited about many things around here. Kang's story is just one of them. Dozens of breakout sessions at this event on all the different strategies that are working successfully in our community right now. We want you to have the lifestyle of your dreams because you built the business of your dreams using the internet creatively with multiple income streams, helping you live a very flexible lifestyle. That's possible. Many of us are doing it. We want it for you. Thanks for joining us for this conversation and this update chat with Kang Dang. Enjoy. So Kang, good to see you again, my friend, as always.
Same thing. Same here.
We've been busy working together, dude. Tell me what's been going on. Maybe we should start with a little recap of your story for those who don't know who you are. Probably mentioned a little in the intro, but you know, fill us in the brief bio of Kang, and then we'll rock into this.
Sure. Yeah. So I've been on this podcast a few times. Don't ask me the episode numbers. I don't remember.
I've got it. 754 is the one people need to go hear. I don't know before that, though. You were on before that a couple times.
I think that was probably 754 is probably my third time. So you can go back and kind of listen to my history and how I started on Amazon and that kind of thing. But to summarize it real quick, it's, you know, I've been selling for over 3 years now. And started off fresh. You know, I wanted to get into a business that could be one day a hands-free business that could, you know, bring in the income that I'm used to having. I used to have a business that, you know, generated great income, but took up all my time. So I wanted the positive sides of running the business in terms of the income generation, but also have a business that frees up my time. So I thought at the time, 3 years ago, that selling online would be a great idea. So I somehow found your podcast, and then I really looked into it. I paid for the proven Amazon course, watched the Replans course, and really got to know the basics. And that's what really sparked the interest. I was like, this is actually a really cool business. And then I took it seriously. So I hired you guys, Jim Cockrum Coaching, and I have nothing but positive things to say about it. It really kind of sped up the learning process through coaching. I mean, I could have learned it on my own, but I think I would have probably been 6 to 8 months behind if I did it on my own. So I learned all the you know, all the tips and tricks and everything through you guys, through the coaching group. And then from there, I just started to stay in the group and learn, you know, through the groups and through the various trainings, through the whole wholesale courses, the bundle courses, and I really expanded the business. And, you know, in terms of numbers, first year, we were shy of a million. Second year, did 2 million. This year, did 3. Who knows what we're going to do next year. So
Yeah. And you've really dialed in the system, and you're very humble about what you've built, but you've really got this systemized in a way that to date, no one in our community has. And that's probably indicated in the podcast episode title today, in the description today, but this completely automated Replens business model you've built. And I appreciate the positive things you're seeing about our team and our coaching and the courses and all that, but you've taken it to another level that we never had before as far as automating this thing to the point where, you know, you check your stats, monitor your team, but you've built the software that runs what we're calling around here the system. And it's pretty special, man. So maybe get us caught up a little bit. What's happened since? Those who haven't heard episode 754, you probably should go back and listen to it. It's been one of our most popular episodes of the past 6-8 months or so. Go check out that episode. But you kind of left us at that episode with, hey, we're looking for some beta testers. We're starting to form a line of people who want to hear more about this software solution that automates replens from start to finish. What's happened since then? We had a few people raise their hand who are qualified to jump in and try this out. How's it going? Fill us in.
Yeah. So in that episode, we talked about how I run this business pretty much hands-free. I only look at my stats or look at, you know, what I sold for fun, you know, as a stress reliever. But it's ran by my entire team through the system. And we've, you know, decided a few months back to open this up to, you know, to other users instead of just me running it, you know, through my company. And we started a beta round because I really wanted to make sure that it was polished before we, you know, make any kind of public offering, because, you know, we need to make sure that it's compatible with multiple users and clean it all up. And that process has been going really well for the last few months. We have, you know, a good handful of users that are using it, you know, on their business right now. You know, I'm getting a lot of great feedback. You know, one person said, you know, it helps her eliminate so many tools so that everything stays in one place and it really speeds up her sourcing. And, you know, I've gotten other comments like, you know, the ability to go back and check all of your old ASINs and monitor it real time is like a game changer. So super positive feedback. And, you know, now we're at the point where we want to release it out to a second round of users and, you know, open up that opportunity, you know, it for the coaching students. You know, we want to stick to, you know, our community and make sure that, you know, our community users are the ones getting the, you know, the early access, the first dibs, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And I know that we want people to have a basic understanding of what the replens model is. Some people think they know what replens is, but usually if you haven't studied it for a few hours, you don't know what it is. So you need to understand that. It's not scanning barcodes in the clearance aisle. It's not selling something to the same customer over and over again. Those are two of the common misconceptions. It's basically helping Amazon fill the underserved shelf space at Amazon is the way I describe it. But for those who don't know what that is, listen to some more podcast episodes or get into the Proven Amazon course if you're interested. But like you just said, Kang, we've had a good handful of people now go through this. Some really smart people have tried to break it, suggested new features. We've now proven that it can run for as many people as we want it to run for. You know, it's not just your business anymore. It's a lot of users in there. Yeah, we're super excited to start to open this up. The details, like I mentioned in the introduction, are at silentgym.com/the system. If you've been to that website before, do a hard refresh because we've added some updates with some more specifics on how you can now get involved with this, what the prerequisites are. The price is going to be ridiculously low. Just go check it all out there. We've got that page with all the latest updates because some people may hear this a year from now. Okay, the latest updates are there. But let's talk about some of the features of this software. I know we dove into it just a little bit the last time we talked, episode 754. But yeah. Talk about what this does, you know, because again, that's a big, bold claim to talk about. Some people have 8-10 different software running to help to replens business automate. We call it Frankensteining together a system. Mm-hmm. What does the system do front to back?
Yeah. So the initial goal in building the system is that I too was one of those users, and I just call it a cocktail of software, right? Yes. It's just, you just have a piece of software that does very specific things. And the problem with that issue for us, it was causing a huge amount of inefficiency because none of those pieces of software really talks to each other. You constantly have to waste time, you know, exporting, importing data into, you know, all these systems, and then there's that lag time there's just not that synergy that could be done.
Multiple spreadsheets, typically.
Yeah, spreadsheets, Google Sheets all over the place, you know, tabs everywhere. You know, so the one beauty of the software is that it combines all of these tools that you need to run an Amazon business into, you know, the smallest amount of tools that you need. Our eventual goal is just to have one tool to run it all. And, you know, we're not too far away from that. But in general, this software, what it does is it starts off with sourcing. So it provides a Chrome extension like you would use with, you know, let's say a RevSeller, SellerAmp, Ace and Zen, something like that, right? So from there, when my VAs find a lead, instead of saving it to a Google Sheet, what it does is it will save it into a system. And the benefit of that is a Google Sheet is static data. So let's say, for instance, your VA finds a lead that is, you know, 20, 25, 30% margin at that time. But by the time you buy it, the data could have changed dramatically. You know, the market could have changed. Well, the benefit of using a system is that it constantly updates the market data so that at the time that you purchase, you know what the landscape looks like. Another benefit is it allows you to go back in time and check all of your leads for something that may have tanked. And it allows you to see what the landscape looks like today and, you know, make purchases off of those ASINs. I always like to say that there is no ASIN that is tanked. It's just temporary. You know, it's not tanked permanently. It will rebound once the sellers drop off. It will come back. And I've been showing examples of that. I probably could send like 100 screenshots if I want, because that's all we do in our business is we just wait for sellers to drop off and we get back on. You know, I've sent listings where, you know, I'm barely breaking even and then I make a sale that makes like $18. You know, just today, just like right before this meeting, I was sharing with you, Jim, I was just looking for fun. Like I tell you, this is what I do for stress relief. I look at my sales and seeing the keeper graph, I see, and every time I look at it, it makes me smile. Like I see a ramp up of sellers and then a dramatic drop over time, over like a month, 2 months, 3 months, it'll go from like 50 sellers to like 4, because they're just, you know, it's just a bloodbath, right? And just now, I just sold six not wine glasses, but they're like teacups or something like that. And I made, I think, like almost $17 at 42% gross margin. We sell stuff like this all day long. It's because the system just constantly rechecks all of my ASINs and tell me which ones to buy.
I think we might end up with a new acronym based on that feature. Like I'm just the acronym that's popping in my head is TRA, Hank Recovery Alerts. Because every ASIN, and we've said this for a long time, those ASINs that drop in price and a bunch of sellers jump on it, typically we've associated that in our community or reseller community in general as a negative. Mm-hmm. But really all it is it's a delayed positive. Because as you and I both know, but maybe the listeners don't realize yet, when a whole bunch of sellers jump on something and we're selling a ton of it at a crazy low price, that ASIN gets a dramatic boost in the search algorithm. Mm-hmm. It shoots up closer to page one, maybe start on page 1,000. Now it's on page one, like it's up there. And so when everyone gets done beating each other up, selling out all of their inventory super cheap, the opportunity to come in on the upswing, that price, to get an alert at that point in time, that's a buy alert basically, your system's doing that. So all day, every day, the system is monitoring your catalog for those opportunities and say, yeah, time to go buy a few of these, send them in, you catch it on the price increase. Yeah. And that's just one of multiple strategies for replens, by the way. You know, sometimes you're like, oh, is that all you do? No, we do a lot of things, but that's one exciting strategy for finding great replens that you can hop on the upswing. And you've got a catalog. How many approximately ASINs are in your catalog running through the system?
I have, last time, if I recall correctly, I have about somewhere between 7 and 10,000 ASINs. And I've cleared out a lot, like the ones that like Amazon has purged from their catalog or whatever.
Sure.
And I'm constantly adding more through my team. So in general, the way I've set up my team is I have three sourcing agents that finds anywhere from 5 to 10 new leads a day. And then I have a purchasing agent that goes through those leads and purchase not only the new leads, but then they go back and buy the ones that the system tells him to rebuy. So, I mean, really, just off of that, I could, just off of that setup, I can probably just keep growing like the way I've been growing, almost like $1 million a year, as long as I keep feeding it money, the business money to buy the inventory.
Hey, you'd said one time earlier, the decision you make now as the business owner is, how much money do I want to put into new ASINs this month, right? Like that's the decision you're basically making each month is, all right, I think I'll crank it up a little bit and put a little more money in the custody and you're buying your buyer. Now that's a virtual assistant, right? A VA. Philippines, mm-hmm. Buyer, right? So you're paying them a few dollars per hour. They're doing a great job for you. We've got many people in our community who have done that. Many people do it themselves. Some of them have hired a virtual assistant, but their job is to just pull the trigger, make those purchases based on what the system has told them is good to go. And they, you know, do a little quick eyeball of it and off you go. So you can scale as much as you want you know, when they run out of money, they stop buying. You put more money in, they keep buying, right? That's the beauty of what's been built here.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I do is just to manage the budget and look at the numbers and then the rest of my time I'm doing fun stuff like building the software and that kind of thing. So it's really something that I hope that I could have built 3 years ago and I have built it. Yes. It's a hands-off business that generates great income and it just opens, you know, so many doors. So,
the fact that we're using live Keepa token data, that distinguishes this from a lot of the other tools. Even if you were pieced together some of the other tools that are out there, live Keepa data integrated into your tool is very rare. And that's, I think, a big piece of what separates this, as well as how comprehensive it is the workflow is really what you described it as initially when we were talking about this. Like it's a complete workflow for the Replins model specifically. Works for wholesale, obviously. Anyone who's selling on a bunch of different ASINs on Amazon, right? That's who it's for. Maybe you could help paint a slightly clearer picture of who this is for and talk me through. We talked about the sourcing and the monitoring of the ASINs, but let's feature dump just a little bit some of the other pieces that this touches and automates for the first time ever for a Replin seller specifically.
Yeah, so it is a workflow management system. It's built exactly the way the life cycle of selling on Amazon is like. You have to source it, you have to manage the leads, you have to manage your purchases, which in our system, when you place a purchase order, not only are you recording what you buy when you buy, but you also store the invoices or the receipts into the system. So it's also a receipt management system so that when you do get an IP complaint, you know, you don't have to go dig up your email because Amazon they don't want one receipt. They want 365 days worth of purchases for that ASIN. What if you made 15 purchases? It's so time consuming to find all of those receipts, even if you were meticulous with keeping all of your order IDs and all that stuff, right? For us, all we gotta do is enter the ASIN in the that page. It pops out every single purchase we've ever made for that. One click of a button, it downloads every single receipt ever purchased for that ASIN. It saves so much time. It helps with accounting, right? So, for instance, my accountant is a sub user of this system. What I have her do is not only does she prepare my books, but she also reclaims my sales tax for resale, because in Texas and in many states, you can reclaim
most
all the tax.
I didn't even know that was a feature in there. That's phenomenal. Yeah. So that's a huge tax credit just waiting to happen for a lot of people.
And you've taken
this work out of tedious mm-hmm. work out of getting that credit back. That's awesome.
Yeah, there's a feature in there where you can mark which purchases you paid sales tax on. And what it does is with a click of a button, it downloads every transaction, every ASIN, how much you paid for it into an Excel spreadsheet. And then it also, like I mentioned, it's a receipt management system. So it downloads all of the receipts that is required to submit to your comptroller to reclaim that sales tax back. I mean, just a few weeks ago, I got a sales tax check for $10,500 bucks for reclaimed taxes, right? And I get that, you know, every few months. So my CPA, she loves this thing. She was like, you know, give me a referral link and I will go send it to all of my Amazon clients, you know?
When it's open to the public, which will happen at some point, you know, maybe this is a good time. Well, you know, let's finish the workflow concept, you know, hit the highlights. We don't have to dump all the features, obviously, but I want to talk about who this is for now, who we intend it to be for, and kind of like what the big vision is that we have for the software. But let's finish our feature.
So after you source, after you manage your leads, and after you purchase it, the other part of the workflow is to prep and ship. Now, I know a lot of you folks use a prep center, and we actually do have, you know, in our beta group right now, a lot of folks that do use a prep center, but they still find that the check-in feature is extremely useful, because what happens is when you send your stuff to a prep center, you don't have a very good picture of what is pending, meaning let's say you've made $10,000 worth of purchases and they send in $8,000. You don't really have a clear picture of that other $2,000 that's still lingering out there. Is it sitting in their warehouse? Is it still on the way?
Is it in route? Was the order canceled? Right. Just knowing where all that money's sitting and where the physical inventory is for all that money you spent.
Right.
Yeah. So partial shipments, you ordered 20 and they sent 18.
And one of the features that is in that, that check-in feature is it allows you to see what orders have been fulfilled and which ones are still lingering out there. And one of our beta users is really loving that feature. And she was like saying that, oh man, you know how many times I've had to ask my prep center, like, where's this order? And it's like, it's very chaotic. If you just track it through emails and spreadsheets, where this system can tell you exactly what is not been sent in to Amazon and what's still lingering out there. But if you do run your own warehouse, your own prep and ship, maybe you do it out of your house, it allows you to check in products so much faster by, you know, helping you identify the products quicker, importing it into. So right now it's still dependent on a shipping software like Inventory Lab or Scanpower, but we do have that in our sites that we're going to build out a Inventory Lab or Scanpower like software so that it can just complete the entire workflow. On top of that, there's a lot more upcoming, like for instance, the integration with Walmart. You know, that is coming very soon. And I'm really excited to release.
You just went to the process here just a couple of days ago. You sent us an excited text. It's like, hey, we've got proof for integration with Walmart. So those in the community who are starting to lean into Walmart as well as Amazon, this is going to manage that workflow right alongside. Pretty exciting. Mm-hmm.
And basically, to answer your question, Jim, who's this for? It's really for any person that wants to efficiently manage their online arbitrage business, retail arbitrage, wholesale. Even I run my branded bundles through this software just to see how well it's performing. It also gives you financial data, like which ones are your best ASINs, which ones are your how much money have you made off of this transaction. It gives you all of that data into one software so that, you know, you're not jumping around, importing, exporting, and there's room for error. Like if you fat finger your cost of goods, you know, there's all kinds of things that it alleviates. So there's a lot of, I would say, BHAG, Big Hairy Audacious Goal? For this thing is to have one software that can run your entire business that allows you to set up a team like mine, where I can basically, like, you know, like if you listen to the previous episode, you know, I've had moments where I just could not work. I just could not work, you know, I went through personal issues or, you know, I'm taking my family on a vacation for 2 weeks and I'm not going to, you know, spend, you know, time that, you know, I've set aside for my family, you know, crunching on my laptop. I completely depended on my team during those weeks. And I came back, business is still rolling. I think I shared with you, Jim, that I've spent probably the last 6 months doing nothing but the software stuff.
Right.
And my business continues to run like clockwork. I don't touch
and grow it. Based on how much investment you put into it. Yeah. I think it was that previous episode where you were on 754, where you had just got back from a vacation, several week vacation, where the only thing you'd done with your business was swipe down to check your stats every few days just to see if everything was still rocking. you were in full family mode, and understandably so. For those who go back and listen to that episode, the story is told there. But that's when we knew, like, okay, we're on to something pretty special here. I believe God has inspired some creativity inside of you and brought the right person at the right time with the right skill set to this community and to the reseller community at large, who had the capacity to bring together all these moving parts, some of which are already accomplished in other software tools, many of which just aren't being done in an automated fashion by anyone, and then putting it all under one roof. So, you know, I want to speak to the people right now who are thinking, okay, does this mean I'm just going to turn off everything I'm already doing and just like hit a reset button? No, we don't think so. Many very successful sellers have working systems. We're not saying hit the restart button, turn off everything, jump both feet. We are saying, I think we've got something. If you're new or you're in those early stages, yeah, you want to go ahead and jump in with both feet. And this is something to keep an eye out on, you know, as your system, because here's what else you've got. Because King, you said something like, hey, I don't always want to be paying attention to my business all day, every day. I don't want to be the guy in the weeds. There's times where I'm sick or I'm out, family, whatever. Also, you want to build an asset that can be sold someday. And I believe what we've got now is finally the first thing. You know, you could write a proposal right now on one sheet of paper for what's involved with taking over your business.
Yeah, yeah.
For another owner. And we've never had that before.
Yeah. I think if I were to want to sell this business, I wouldn't have a problem doing it, because this is what you should strive for as a business owner. You shouldn't be doing this work yourself. You know, if you break a leg or something happens to you, you know, personally, you can't work, business stops. And that shouldn't be the way you run a business. And I know a lot of people that do that, makes, you know, they make great margins because they have low expenses. But there's more risk in that, you know, like something happens to you, your business is gone. And, you know, if something were to happen to me, you know, my wife knows enough about the business that she can just, you know what, I'll just go sell it. And, you know, the business, the teams, everything is set up. The system runs on its own. All the store, you know, the process and procedures are there. So it's a business that is really something that you can sell if you really need it to or want it to. And, you know, there's just not, on top of that, even if you like to run, you know, this business, which I love running this business. I mean, it just generates cash. What's not to like? But it's the efficiency is really key in what this business, I mean, this software does, is that, I mean, I run the business at my volume. I know I'm not like some gigantic seller selling, you know, couple million dollars a month.
Yeah. But you're at the stage where 99% of our audience would like to be, as mm-hmm. kind of a big goal.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, 3 million is no joke. That's a significant business.
Yeah. And I run this business with a warehouse employee and a part-timer, you know, that's pretty much my warehouse.
And your VA team that you mentioned.
And the VA team, right? You know, I have 4 VAs and a very efficient system. In terms of keeping down your profits, and especially for the newcomers, like the folks that are just joining in, you mm-hmm. don't want to be spending, you know, $1,000 in software cocktail, right? So you want something that covers the entire business, that you can run the entire thing without having to pay a subscription here and subscription there, and you know, it adds up really quick, you
right.
know.
Right, and something we've been known for, you know, to kind of transition into that conversation, for 20 plus years, is we don't have anything that's expensive. We just don't. In this community, my commitment from day one has been, I'm going to teach you things that don't require an advanced PhD in some new technology. Like, we're going to break it down and keep it simple. And it's not going to be expensive for you to wade in and grow something significant. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing here. You know, in the conversations we've had, it's like, how do we keep the price as low as humanly possible while providing world-class level customer support? So it's just not an expensive thing to maintain software. It's just not. And we've never done it before. You know, I've never put my name in, like, okay, this is a software I'm getting behind and we're going to do this. 20 years, I've never done that. I'm doing it now. I'm jumping in. You know, full disclosure, I have an ownership share stake in this, as do a couple of other leaders on our team. And we're, you know, that this is our baby now. So we want to make it world class. And the price is going to blow people away. I mean, the expense. Now, this first round, I'm going to start talking specifics about, you know, what we're looking to do next. right? At some point, we'll just pull back the curtain. If you got a credit card and you're ready to go and you understand the replens, reselling models, which will always offer education in conjunction with this. So if you need that education, we're going to get it for you. But this next round, as we here we are, spring of 2024, coming up on our live event, where this is going to be talked about a lot. But what is it we're wanting to do next? Let's just start to break that down. We've had a handful of conversations about it. Of course, people can go to silentgym.com/thesystem, two words, the system, crammed together, those two words, and you'll see the details. Be sure to refresh that page, like I said earlier, because if you see the same thing you used to see there, you haven't refreshed it. We've got some updates for you on what specifically is involved. But who are we looking for in this next step? Who's a good fit for this, again, this beta 2.0 group, right? We've done the beta one. We've proven it works. Now we're looking to start building this out with some people who are like, yeah, I want my business to run on this, and we want a bigger group. So let's just talk through that for a moment.
Yeah, so we're looking for a small group. You know, how small? We'll you can find out on the website. But what we're looking to do is open up almost like a mastermind for the early adopters. And what we want to do is that we want to introduce you to the software, but not only just the, you know, kind of like it's a group where not only do I show you the software, but how I use it in my business, how I set up my teams to use the software. And almost it's like a session or like a masterclass to kind of recreate what I built in my business and using this software. And, you know, we'll have a session every other week where I will be on a group Zoom session with the users. And we'll do things like, you know, we may do live sourcing together. We may do like I will pretend to be a purchasing agent and show you the process of how the purchasing agent, you know, make purchases and store the receipts. I will like show you like if you get an IP complaint, how easy it is to pull those receipts out, how to set up your team's setup in terms of like permissions and that kind of thing. Because that's one of the one thing I didn't mention about the software is that the way it's set up is it's permission based. So that, like, for instance, I will show you how to set up the system where if you have a team of VAs, they can't see each other's leads, right? They can only see what they found. So yes. Which also gives you a level of protection in your business. They can't see how much money you made off of that lead.
Can't do a database dump and sell it to another seller.
No. So, you know, they only see what they find. So it's another layer that protects your business. So during those sessions, I will go over all of those things. And as well as, you know, going over the nitty gritty of the software, I'll show you how to find leads that you have in your system that the sellers are dropping off and it's a good opportunity to buy for you. So those type of things is what we're trying to accomplish in this next round.
Yeah, it's going to be phenomenal. And just to be coached by you would cost several thousand dollars. But that's not what we're charging. We're going to do basically group coaching on the system for our coaching students. That's a prerequisite. You'll see this on the page, silentgym.com/thesystem. A prerequisite is you need to be a coaching student with us. You could have been a coaching student in the past, but you need to understand the replen system, be a coaching student. Maybe you're getting coaching one-on-one from someone else that's teaching you the basics of replens because you can't work one-on-one with everybody. But as a group, like you said, you're going to gather on a regular basis, go over the details and features of this, help everyone ramp up from that experience, which is only going to cost a few hundred dollars. We don't have an exact price. It'll be on the page. We want a good beta group of people who are taking it serious. We're charging just enough to know we're working with some serious folks who want to do this thing. And then from that, we start to, I think, you know, maybe as a phase three, we start to pull back and say, okay, proven Amazon course students. You don't have to be a coaching student anymore. You do need to have a few ASINs rolling. You need to understand replens. So you got something to plug in, upload your ASINs into this database, and let's go. That'll be kind of like a phase three. I think maybe a phase four and five will develop over time. Like, okay, anybody with a credit card, jump in. We're going to train you. Here's the videos, right? But that comes, you know, 6 months, a year from now, maybe. But right now, spring of 2024, we're looking for that group of, you know, a few dozen. We'll cap it off at something reasonable. People who are willing to pay a few hundred dollars, the price is on the page, and let's do this thing as a group. We want, you know, 50 Kangs and then 100 Kangs and then 5,000 Kang type businesses out there operating where really your job's reduced to monitoring your stats and deciding how much money you want to put into the system while you're building an asset based mm-hmm. on the replens reselling model. A very bright future for this industry. And it, as a recent episode, I think the one, as we're recording this, Kang, it was published today where a group of us got in there and kind of talked about, hey, some of the new fees and some of the new shipping challenges and, you know, where are we at? And the consensus is among anyone who's got their head screwed on right, the future is as bright as it's ever been. E-commerce is exploding. Amazon is exploding. Walmart is exploding as well. Get in to this. This is a very valuable skill set, producing a lot of incredible success stories and results just in our community. But I think that we're going to start to see some people from other communities take note of what's happening here and see how much easier we can make their life. And this tool doesn't belong to just our community for very much longer. I think it's going to be pretty widespread.
Yeah. And we'll have to, you know, this round here that we're doing, we're going to have to cap it off at some point, because if 200 people sign up and I'm in a group Zoom call with 200,
it won't be that many. It could be a few dozen.
No, that's what I'm trying to explain to the listeners, is that it will be have to be a cap grouped. A group, so that, you know, it doesn't get chaotic, because I can't answer 200 people's questions. But, you know, like you just mentioned, with all these new fees and that kind of thing, you know, if I have a system where I'm making 18 bucks a sale at 42% margin, I'm not really worried about it, you know?
Right. What's another 40 cents a unit?
Yeah, I'm not really worried about it. Mm-hmm. So you really, you know, once you do, build up a sizable list of ASINs, and you have a system where, you know, your VAs are, or your team, I shouldn't say VAs, and everybody has a remote team, but, you know, your sourcing team is bringing in ASINs every day. I mean, this business can just keep running on its own.
It can churn. And everyone starts off, typically, I'd say 95% of our students, they start off, they're doing it all. And that's great. It's built to accommodate that. But you can very quickly designate certain roles, give them their own ID and password login, and they're seeing just their role, right? Mm-hmm. And they're only seeing their portion of the software that they need to do their job. You can start to delegate that out. But that's a lot of what our training is going to involve over time. I think as this develops out, it's going to be a pretty turnkey thing. You know, initial investment, initial training, hire your team, assign their roles, start building your catalog, and monitor those ASINs automatically, jumping in and out of them at the appropriate time to ride the wave. And those waves roll so predictably up and down with ASINs as far as the prices rising and falling and sellers coming and going. And it's just a matter of getting in at the right time. And again, that's just one strategy. You know, my above buy box strategy, I intend to deploy that inside of the system, right? The people who go all in and say, okay, I'm going to buy 1,000 units at a discount. Yeah, we can monitor all those units. I've got a great wholesale relationship here. I've got my branded bundles that require different components and different pieces to all have, you know, that's all going to be in there. You've talked about that, monitoring your bundles, because, you know, with a bundle, you got to have the same, you got to have a unit of each item. Tracking that would be a tedious, right? You're starting to build that in already, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, just like a little teaser. I mean, we have the warehouse feature being integrated in. It's actually already built, but that's the thing. The really good thing about being the part of the early adopter group, as well, as you get to use all of the new features that we are building. Let's say, for instance, in the future we're building something for Walmart, you're going to be the first ones to use it, test it out before we release it out to the public. You know, we have a warehouse feature coming very soon, where it's going to be able to keep track of all your dead piles that you have in your warehouse, your inventory costs. Again, my CPA loves this thing, because I don't have to report to her what my standing inventory is in my warehouse every month. She just goes and pulls it herself.
It's in there at all times. We've become fond of calling that the profit pile instead of the debt pile. it sounds more like us, right? That abundance mindset versus that scarcity. Yeah. But yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Every seller has that, you know, dusty corner of inventory. Like, no, it's all in the, if it hasn't sold yet, it hasn't been shipped in yet, you know, here's the report that shows you what's there.
Well, it's not just useful for your profit pile, but it's also for your branded bundles, because like branded bundles, you have a lot of your branded products, right? That you have to buy like a good amount ahead of time. So it could be sitting off in a pallet somewhere, a couple boxes. So it's a way to monitor also how much of these, things that you have for your branded bundle that you have left. So you can keep track of not only your expiration dates, that products you have. Like sometimes you have to buy things like for instance, we do wholesale as well. Sometimes we have a good deal and we'll buy like months of inventory ahead of time because it's like a really great deal. But those things sometimes expire. So you have to have a system to keep track of, you know, when it's going to expire so that you know to move it properly. You know, that warehouse feature will be very beneficial for that. You know, we run our branded bundles through this, like I mentioned. So it keeps tabs of, you know, each of those components, how much they cost, so that it tracks your ASIN cost properly. Mm-hmm. You know, so it does so many things. Like once you see it, you'll see how it kind of just basically is the system that runs my business.
Right? Yeah, it legitimately is. I mean, that's a good name we picked for it, the system. And mm-hmm. it manages multiple accounts for you as well, correct?
Yeah, I have two accounts. I have two selling accounts, and one is for, you know, my arbitrage and for my generic wholesale stuff. And then I have another account where I sell, you know, my bundles, private label. I'm dipping my toes into private labels, nothing big, but I'm selling on that and for my brand exclusive because, for me, it's just a lot of people have been asking why you have a second account because I don't want my brands where I go asking for exclusive, seeing me selling Nike and sure. Equate, you know, stuff.
Makes right? sense. Yeah. We're launching a private label and a second account right now ourselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I completely understand the logic there.
Mm-hmm. So I split those out and my system runs both accounts just to, you know.
And it could run more feasibly, correct?
Sure. Yeah.
So, absolutely. I mean, conceivably, I should say. So, you know, this could become a solution for people who want to run a small prep center, mm-hmm. potentially. We haven't. Yeah. Thought that through entirely yet, but that's a small leap from where we are now to manage other people's accounts.
Right? Yeah. I mean, this can branch out to so many things, you know, with if you run an accounting firm and like my accountant says, she's going to go, you know, convince all her client, her Amazon clients to use this thing.
Or e-commerce clients of any kind, right? Because mm-hmm. it could be shipping to Amazon, it could be shipping to Walmart, it could be selling on a Shopify site, right? But those things aren't going to matter. It's an inventory management system that taps into the power. And I think the true heart of this is tapping into the power of tracking the history of your ASINs, knowing when it's time to go buy more based on the replens model. I think it will become more than that over time. But right now, we've really doubled down on that. That's where the hundreds of success stories on this podcast have come from, is people who, you know, of all the dozens of ways you can make money on Amazon, they've got into the replen system. That's where we start new sellers. So this is what we've all systemized out. But this could become, you know, over time, so much more than that. And, you know, and that's certainly goal. Maybe that's phase 5 or 6 is we're tackling people who don't even sell on Amazon, but they've got a Shopify store and they need help with their workflow, right? I think mm-hmm. we start getting into some of that territory as well. But people who get into it now with us are going to enjoy that journey. Something else we didn't point out for the people who jump in now early, grandfathered in, best pricing you'll ever see. If this thing becomes pricier over time, we're going to lock these people in at a great grandfathered price because they're going on this journey with us. So you know, now is a good time to take this seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just the amount of features that we're going to add to this thing is ridiculous. And over time, we're going to have to charge more for the extra features. But, you know, that's what we're offering to the early group, the early adopters, is that you'll be grandfathered into a set price that's low. You know, we're not talking hundreds of dollars here. It's going to be a very low price.
Just over our cost, basically, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, so we're going to, you know, make it very attractive that you'll be grandfathered in, you know, forever. And, so I think it's going to be, a lot of people are going to love it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to speak to something too, that we didn't brag enough about. You know, you're not the kind of guy that brags about all his qualifications, but you'll hear this on some of the past episodes where I pulled it out of you, just how qualified you are to be the guy that does this. You built a software system that was running a large company. Like you were the guy behind it. You didn't do all the programming, but you're a programmer, but you managed the team that did the programming that built, you know, tell us a little bit about what that did and how many people were interacting with that piece of software, just how robust it had to be. I think people need to hear that. Like, you're not just a guy that had an idea and hired a couple programmers a few weeks ago. Like this is what, you know, you're probably the most qualified person in our community of tens of thousands to tackle what you've tackled.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I don't like to talk about myself, and for I mean, you will never hear me ever brag about my previous business. But you know, when people ask, I'm not shy to tell them. It's, you know, in the past, 10 years ago, I ran a very large and successful business. We were at our peak at 136 million or so in revenue, generating many, many millions of dollars in profit. And we were able to do that by leveraging efficient processes, software that I built, very similar. I took that exact concept that I ran this $100 million business, building workflows and efficient processes into software that was able to run that business with about 100 and maybe 150 employees or so. And, you know, we ran that business for 10 years and I would still probably be running that business if it just didn't, you know, it was just too big.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it was taking up too much. You were saying, you know, I was losing track of my family and I was living with strangers. It was something along those lines. And like, I need something from home. And that's when you found our community, found our podcast, found ReapLens and said, I can systemize this. And that's what you've done. And you've proven it. And now we've proven it with a handful of others. Now we're saying, all right, let's wade in nice and slow the way we do things around here. There'll probably never be like a big launch date with, you know, whistles and confetti and balloons. We're probably never going to do that. But we're going to continue to roll this thing out in a slow build momentum. We're going to look over our shoulder. And I think we're going to have changed thousands of lives at some point based on the current trajectory that I'm seeing in all areas. And you've got a brilliant mind. You're a leader with a limp, which I can respect and love and trust, meaning you've been beat up, man. And for those who don't know what we're talking about, go back and listen to the previous episode. But you've got a humility about you and you're more than capable. And I just love your heart, man. It's an honor to work with you.
Yeah, thank you. You know, and it's really a... really what I want to do. I mean, this is kind of my focus, kind of like, it's actually kind of ties back to everything you always talk about, Jim. It's like, don't chase your passion, right? You just do what, you're good at. Right. And you know, just go make money, you know, serve people, right?
Serve others. If you see a long line of people standing there to say thank you with those little green pieces of paper called, you know, dollar bills, you know, you're doing it right.
Right. And I, you know, I built a business that serves many people on, you know, the Amazon, Walmart marketplace and that kind of thing. And, you know, they are giving me their certificate of appreciation, right? Like you always say. But I do have to say that I'm truly blessed when I'm able to do what I do love is building these efficiencies and building these things that benefit other people. And also being able to, you know, put food on the table for my family. I mean, when you can blend those two in, I mean, you're truly blessed. So, you know, I'm really excited to serve as many people in this community as possible. And, you know, so it comes from the heart.
It's a bright future, man. It's an honor to work with you. And I think this is going to generate a lot of interest, a lot of questions. The call to action is the same for everyone. Get over to, it doesn't matter if you're listening to this 3 years after the episode came out, the call to action is the same. Get over to silentgym.com/thesystem. We'll have the latest for you there, how you can get involved with this, maybe how long you're going to need to wait to be a part of it. If you're not one of our coaching students or not a student of the Proven Amazon course, there's going to be a little wait lag time, but you want to be ready to go by learning the ReapLens system. And this might be a good place to end. We didn't hit this with a lot of specificity, Kang. And I think I want to serve folks with this. How much time and energy and learning is required to be ready to jump into this system once it's built? Let's just kind of talk through that. I don't know that you and I have ever hit a specific number like, 6 hours of training. But let me take a stab at it. Then you fill in any gaps I leave. Okay, Kang. I think you need to be at the point where you've sold some stuff on Amazon. You understand what it means to go find a replan. You can read a Keepa chart, which for some people takes 5 or 6 hours of study. Other people study it for dozens of hours before it kind of starts to click and they know what they're looking at, right? So there is a learning curve there to this business model. But once you understand those basics, which could take you anywhere from a couple of weeks to a few months to grasp, once you got it though, Now you're ready to build an automated system, and that's what this is going to be. You know, what would you add to that observation that I'm making? Just so people are real clear, like, this isn't just go give us your credit card and push a button and you've got a business now. That's not what we've built here. You need to understand replens. You're in charge of buying good inventory still.
Yeah. So let me start by saying that there is no software, service, anything out there that will give you a built business, you know, in a nice little package, right? You
see, it does not exist. There's a lot of people selling it.
Yeah, you see all these automated, hey, give us $30,000 and we'll build you an Amazon business and all that stuff. Run away.
We will never offer that. And those things never work for anyone. No exception. Like, it just doesn't, they don't work. We see people all day, every day complaining about, yeah, I got burned. Like, yeah. Where, the question I always say is, before you spend any money, find the community of people who are using that strategy, that tool, that software, that service successfully and interact with them. And if that community doesn't exist, that's because they're not creating any success stories. So don't put your money there, right? What we've got here is thousands of people who have built beautiful businesses. Mm-hmm. And we've got a bunch of test users that you can meet and interact with. Dozens of us are going to be at the conference here in May. You know, this episode comes out before then, the Proven Conference. There's a link in the show notes. So you can come interact, meet Kang, meet the people who are using it, having success. Right. I love your point. Business is always blood, sweat, tears, risk, work, sacrifice, and there's no magic pill or magic formula or magic software that can change that.
Yeah. And you know, just look at my journey. I didn't, you know, with, you know, I had plenty of capital to start this business. I had plenty of knowledge of building software. I could have just, like, if I were like a fraud and just say, hey, let me just build this software and it'll just build me an Amazon business. You know, that's not what I did. I went through coaching. I stood in the aisles and bought products and looked at Keepa charts. I did all of that myself, prepped and shipped, you know, all of that, right? So I knew the business so that I could build in a system that handles the workflow. So you need to know your stuff, right? There's no excuse. You have to know your stuff. You know, if you don't, learn it. If you need help, hire a coach. You know, it's really, you got to have the basics down. You can't run a team if you don't know how to do it yourself. You don't know how to judge them. You don't know how to judge their work. You got to know how to do it. But what this does for you is, if you do have that basics, this system allows you to not only keep everything organized and together, but it also creates that process, that system where you can run, you know, a large team if you wanted to. I mean, I could run a team 10 times as big as I wanted to, but you know, I'm happy with, you know, where I like the trajectory of where I'm going. I don't want to run $100 million business and drive myself nuts, right? Like that's not my goal anymore. But so it can take you as far as you wanted to go. And that's the point of having a system that will, you know, help you automate your business and keep everything together.
Beautifully said. And one thing I didn't do, just to be thorough, we like to include net margins when we talk numbers. Otherwise, we'll have a good handful of comments. Well, it's one thing to sell $3 million, but what's his net margins? We're going to have 50 people saying that. Like, you've got some impressive net margins. Like, what are you looking at right now? Like, just, you know, just to be thorough.
So that's the beautiful part, right? So since I've advanced, and I'll call it really that, I've graduated. So a lot of times you'll hear in this community, selling replens is the absolute, you know, the part where you need to start. Don't go into private label, don't go into any of that stuff. But once you have replens like really bolted down, and then you have a team to run your replens, that's when you get into all these other areas. So in the recent, I say year or so, I've really dramatically increased my margins. You know, we used to go from, like, you know, what you hear is typical, like your 10% net or so. And I've really, like, gradually increased that. It's going to like 15, 16, 17% now, gross over, well over 20%. And it's because I've started to add in not only the techniques, like the system, like I've just mentioned, like go after the products that tanked, right? And now recovering nicely. Like, for instance, that product I mentioned beginning of the podcast that makes 42% gross margin, right? But then also add in your branded bundles where, you know, a lot of my bundles, I have a bundle that makes like almost like 39% margins, 25, dollars in profit per sale. It's ridiculous. Private label, once you get into that, and know how to run it effectively. So those things are really boosting up my margins. On top of that, getting brand exclusive wholesale, that's really started to boost up our margins. So you really could run an automated business on, after all expenses, 15%. Like, that's very realistic. Yep. 15% net.
Yeah. And I love you just kind of laid out the battle plan that we offer new sellers. There's a reason when you start off with three plans, it's low risk, the lowest learning curve, least chance, least smallest odds of doing some serious permanent damage to your Amazon selling account and your future e-commerce prospects. We weighed you in nice and slow. And even you coming in, Kang, with some reasonable money you could have invested. If we'd had a $50,000 option, you might have considered it, but we don't. We've got coaching, we got replans, and we got time spent doing the research and learning this thing. You spent the few months learning it, and then you weighed it in. And you've scaled up nicely over time, slow and steady growth curve, and you've got your business where you want it. So well done, man. Yeah, I just wanted to be thorough and share that. Well, I think we need to wrap this episode up. I know there's going to be a lot of people pretty excited and reaching out. And I'd say that a good action step for anyone to take is to call our coaching office, have a conversation about where you're at with your business and see if what we are doing here is a good fit for what you're trying to build. If we have something to offer, you can always go to silentgym.com, click on the coaching link. Or if you want to go straight to our schedule so you can see what we've got open and available to set an appointment, use silentgym.com/bookacall, all one word. That'll show you our calendar and you can jump on the phone. And I take some of those calls as well, but we got some good consultants, including a guy who's been with me over 20 years, Nathan, who runs that team. And we'll have a chat with you about what we've built here and see if it's something that you could use in your business. But Ken, great job, man. Appreciate it. Going to see you here in a few weeks, you and your beautiful family. And Orlando is going to be awesome, man. Can't wait to see you down there.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, Kang. Well, have a good evening to all the listeners who are hanging out with us. Just a last little reminder, we've got hundreds of episodes with the successful students who have built beautiful businesses using the training that we have around here, the stuff you hear on this show. Scroll back in time, listen to some of those episodes. But today, if you're excited by what you heard, silentgym.com/thesystem. Get over there, check out what we've got going right now, and we'd love to include you on the next phases of this. Let's sign off for now. We'll have another great episode for you in the future very soon.
Thank you for listening to Silent Sales Machine Radio. Visit silentgym.com for a link to our free newsletter, our free Facebook group, and all of our resources mentioned on today's show.